There you go.
Thank you. And I just want to get the, so I have the number of the case. Let me just get the agenda up here. Okay, there we go. So good afternoon, I guess. I was going to say morning. Good afternoon. Today is November 12, 2020. And this is a hearing of the Design Review Commission. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate Excuse me, Mr. Wong, could you mute please mute? Thank you. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through these difficult situations to do the city's business. I'd now like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff. So let's start with Laura, and please pass it along.
Laura Duvall, hearings clerk. Brian.
Brian Tierney, hearings clerk. Tim.
Tim Heron, Bureau of Development Services. Art.
Art Graves, BDS.
Great. And then the members of the commission here today are, and I'll start with Brian McCarter. And please pass it along, Brian.
Brian McCarter, Design Commission. Chandra?
Chandra Robinson, Portland Design Commission. Sari?
You're muted, Sari.
Sari Santner, Design Commission. Don?
Don Vallister, Design Commission. Let's see, Commissioner Rodriguez.
Yeah, so Sam Rodriguez, Design Commissioner, and I will be chairing the hearing today. I don't think we have Jessica, right? No, we don't. Okay, so moving along, the commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within the designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So with that, I would like for each commissioner to please state whether they have an interest, conflict, or bias of it, any, or had any ex parte communication. Brian.
No.
Zeri.
I do not have ex parte contact. I have visited the site extensively in the last few days.
Great, thank you. Don?
I have no conflicts whatsoever.
I have no conflicts either. With that, we'll move along to my next reading. So this is a very particular case since it's a remand from council. So I will read some additional information. Design Commission Type 3 Appeal Procedure, Council Remand and Commission Recommendations to City Council. So there's basically three things that I need to read into the public record right now, which is the public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations, which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. Two, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, based on that issue. Three, failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity, to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under ORS 197.796. This hearing is recorded and all speakers need to sit at the front table, in this case, front of your computer, I guess, and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used. So this is, I'm going to describe how we're going to conduct this hearing today. So first, the process we are is atypical, as I mentioned before. This type 3 design review was appealed to City Council and City Council chose to remand it back to Design Commission. Today is the second hearing of two with the commission, with the Design Commission to forward a recommendation to City Council. So the first thing that's gonna happen tonight is staff will further explain the process thus far and next steps. It's in around 2 minutes. Applicant will present their report. So the applicant will describe. Supporters of the project will have 3 minutes each to provide testimony and support. Appellant will present their testimony for 5 minutes. Supporters of the appellant will then present their testimony. We will then, after public testimony is over, the Design Commission hearing will be closed. In other words, we'll close testimony. Following, the commission will vote on a recommendation. The Design Commission's role is concluded until the proposal returns to City Council on 12/10/20 at 2 p.m. Additionally, additional written public comments may be submitted to the Portland City Council clerk following this hearing and up until City Council closes the record, which is expected to be at the hearing on 12/10/20 at 2 p.m. To submit written testimony or sign up for oral testimony, please see the City Council website at www.portlandoregon.gov/auditor/26997. If you haven't written that down, I'm sure it is going to be as part of the notes that come out of this, so you can probably get it. I'll repeat it, however, www.portlandoregon.gov/auditor/26997. Please know that in order to sign up for oral testimony, you must sign up at least one business day before the hearing. I'm gonna read the case today in front of us. Do we have items of interest, Tim? No. Okay.
I'm muted. No, Sam, if you guys want to do items of interest, I'd be happy to do it after this case adjourns.
Why don't we do it? If we do have items of interest, we'll leave it for the end and we'll just jump straight into the hearing today, which is case LU-19-145295 DZM, The Hyatt Place and Allison Residences. Unusual nature of this case, I'm going to ask again all commissioners to declare whether they have ex parte contacts to disclose. So can you please all I'm asking again, I guess, just to be absolutely crystal clear whether there is any ex parte contacts. Anybody have any ex parte contacts?
No.
None for me.
We'll also ask again, is there any conflict of interest to declare at this time? I know we did it before, but I want to be clear, it's specific to this case.
No.
Okay, neither do I on either case. And then I will want to ask and make sure to that to ask this question, have all commissioners reviewed the previous two council hearings and materials submitted for review for the October 22nd, 2020 Design Commission hearing and today's Design Commission hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes to everybody. So with that, I will give the word here to Art to give his 2 minute report.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm gonna screen share for just a second. And so just to give a little bit of a kind of a reminder of where this project has been and kind of where it's headed. So it came in on April 2019. And I'm just very quickly gonna kind of skim through this. And so it was deemed complete the end of April. There was an initial hearing in front of the Design Commission in July of 2019, a second hearing in November, a third hearing in January, and ultimately the Design Commission supported approval in January, mid-January 2020. It was shortly after that, it was appealed, and that's kind of what that middle pink is kind of getting into, essentially the appeal process that we're now in. And so there were a number of mailings that went out, and part of that was due to COVID, another was due to Central City remand. Initially, it went to the City Council August 20th, and the record was left open. There were comments that came in. The second return hearing to City Council was on September 16th, and in that, the applicant had offered had mentioned the option of the case possibly being remanded back to the Design Commission. And so City Council supported that, and the case has been in front of the Design Commission last month on October 20th. And so the drawings that you saw were the applicant's response to City Council's concerns, and what you have today and what you've been provided kind of heading into this are the revised drawings that are only showing what the Design Commission supported from the October 22nd hearing. And I guess what I'd like to just underline is there's nothing that's new in those drawings. It's really just a removal. So there were a few things, and I can speak specifically to that if you'd like. Moving forward, as Commissioner Rodriguez kind of mentioned, the next hearing in front of City Council is for December 10th. So ultimately what we're discussing today is what's being called the draft decision to the commission, the draft Design Commission recommendation to City Council. So with that, are there any questions for me?
Yeah, questions for Art. I don't think there's any questions for Art at this time. So with that, hold on a second. I just want to make sure I go through the agenda here appropriately. The applicant then will have 5 minutes to put together a report. So Gary, I'm assuming it's you, Gary Larson.
Yes.
Okay, Gary, and thank you.
Nate will be sharing his screen.
Thank you, Gary. Then you have, can you please state your name and address before you start?
Yes. I'm Gary Larson with OTAC, and I'm the lead design for the project. My address is 808 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland, 97201. We're here today to show you the adjustments we've made to the design that have been based on the comments that you gave us, your comments, your observations, and your directives. Next. We want to quickly review what we heard and what we did coming from the City Council, and then what we did to respond. First of all, City Council directed us to consider further setbacks to the base, to the middle and the top, and to make further massing adjustments, some improvements to the public realm, and to address specific guidelines. What we did to respond to the council directives was to create three schemes that explored the issues, and we prepared a preferred scheme that addressed council comments and directives. And those that preferred scheme then was what you endorsed for us to as the basis for moving forward to adjust the design. Where we are, based on the previous hearing with you all and the direction that you gave us, we did the following things. We set the middle of the building back 3 feet from the property line, the top and the northwest corner back 7 feet from the property line. The middle building cornice line dropped one floor from the previously approved design, and this was carried out all the way around the building. At the ground level, the canopies extended to 6 feet from the property line. The storefront at your direction remains set back at 3'6" and not the 5'6" that was proposed during the last hearing. The storefront mullion design remains the same as previous in the previously approved design, again at your direction. And the hotel entrance at the northwest corner is set back 7 feet, which gives 2 additional feet that goes to the public realm. Now let's show you what the effect of these strategies are. This is the previous design, and this is the current design. Our objective has been to actually reduce the mass of the building through the setback strategy, and to lower the apparent height of the building by virtue of the cornice line adjustments. This is a view looking west on Flanders. It shows the effect of the strategy at work here as well. There you see the current design. Now we move to the west. This is the previous design. This is the current design, which actually does show an apparent reduction in the height of the building, as well as a real reduction in the mass of the building. At the ground level, let's first look at what the setbacks do, the adjustments to setbacks here. As you can see, there is a really strong impact at the corner by gaining that additional 2 feet of setback at the top of the building, which here at the corner carries to the ground. The canopies you can see moving here from the previous design to the current design. And we point out here that the storefront window wall remains at 3'6" at your directive instead of the 5'6" that we'd proposed. The next image shows that we have kept the storefront window detail design the same as it was in our previously approved design, and not the more complicated one that we provided to you at the last hearing. Also, this shows the 3'6" setback of that wall from the property line and provides space for hotel activity to spill out onto the street. At the corner, you see the effect of gaining that extra 2 feet at this dynamic corner, making the comings and goings out of the hotel a little easier and giving more space to the public realm.
You got 1 minute left of the 5 minutes.
Thank you. This last view then shows the building on a June afternoon in settled into its location in the neighborhood. The corner shows the additional 2 feet and the benefit that gives to the whole dynamic expression of the corner. And we thank you. This is, we're here to answer any further questions, and we appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. And any questions for Gary?
None.
I think it we discussed. So yeah. Okay. Thank you. With that, let me just double check real quick. I think for applicant, right?
For you cut out. What was that?
Nobody. to test nobody on in line to testify for the applicant in support of the applicant?
I have no testifiers either way signed up right now.
Oh, okay, because I thought I had one, but maybe not. Okay.
We have the appellant is signed up to testify.
Right,
but that's not as separate than that, yeah.
Okay, so that's fine. So there's no one to testify. So with that, then I think it's the appellant's turn to present their report. So Gary, I think it's you on behalf of the appellant. Gary, can you, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you see me?
We can see you too.
Great.
Both.
Thank you. I'm balancing my cell phone on top of my monitor because my office camera went askew. So you could topple off the monitor at any moment. So thank you very much. My name for the record is Carrie Richter. I represent the appellants Pearl Neighbors for Integrity and Design. First, I want to thank the Design Commission for all of the effort they put into this project. I know you are doing everything you can, but my client is truly disheartened by the lack of fundamental change that went into this project on the remand. We are sorry that the Design Commission was unwilling to sort of dig deeper and require more of a design that will suck so much out of the public realm, particularly in the face of uncontroverted pedestrian safety and pandemic concerns, and effectively send a body blow to the established high-level design aesthetic in the Pearl District. The Central City 2035 plan did not restrict or alter how the design commission, or the design guidelines would be applied. In fact, one of the Central City 2035 plan goals expressly addresses mixed-use compatibility that must take into account pre-existing conditions, such as the greenway, which is a feature specifically identified in the plan for special treatment. A very narrow and congested Northwest 12th Avenue and the proximate 13th Avenue Historic District, that is policy 2.5. Yet no exceptional or site-specific design solutions were offered with this project to address these special areas. The same design tropes that make an 11 to 13 story building satisfy guideline A511 that requires you to enhance the unique features of the Pearl District are inadequate when tacked to identical levels to an utterly out of scale 23 story building. No one has taken seriously Commissioner Fritz's statement that nothing about this building says that it belongs in the Pearl District. The applicant has expressly rejected any obligation to respond to the adjacent Flanders Bicycle Way when residents and guests of this building will literally fall into it upon exiting the building. No other building in the city will be more conveniently located to encourage cycling. With 175 long-term bicycle parking spaces serving 111 dwelling units and 160 hotel rooms with no off-street vehicle parking, bicycling is going to be absolutely critical to the success of this project. But ask yourself how this design celebrates cycling. There's no short-term bicycle parking accommodating deliveries or guests. The bicycle access point is secondary and congested with the residential pedestrian access. There's not even any art celebrated to bicycles, no go by bicycle sign or anything like that. Some effort at reducing the vehicle demand by replacing it with bicycle amenities would have been responsive to Commissioner Hardesty's concerns over a logjam of vehicles. Yet rather than respond to these concerns, the applicant and effectively the Design Commission appears to be ignoring them. With respect to overall design compatibility, the record does not include a single context-related mapping study of the surrounding three blocks, not a single sightline rendering to establish what this building will look like from the historic district, not a single study of setback from which the design commission could conclude that this design is sufficiently responsive to the obligation to reinforce and enhance the area. A material study, which is what is noted in the findings, is simply not responsive.
1 minute left.
No one took the obligation as set forth in B4 seriously to provide safe, comfortable places where people can stop, view, socialize, and rest. The applicant's findings note that, quote, canopies provide sheltered seating opportunities. Canopies don't provide seating. Extended canopies will offer additional shelter for private cafe tables. The applicant this afternoon talked about pushing the setback further at the corner. But I want to point out that that corner is for the hotel guests. That is not for the public. There is no place for the public to stop and rest, no place to put up an umbrella, no place to put on a bicycle helmet anywhere outside of traffic on Northwest 12. No place to load into a wheelchair. There just isn't sufficient space. No one placed serious consideration of Commissioner Hardesty's concerns over the flow of people. The intensity of development will take the notion of vibrancy on the right of way past the breaking point. I urge you to consider that the applicant's statement that grocery, Amazon, and Uber deliveries will happen, quote, in passenger loading spaces that already exist near the building. Our licensed traffic engineer has submitted evidence that no one has controverted that says that there is not sufficient on-street parking available. So I urge you to take a second look at this and require this to be a truly marquee building for the precedent-setting design that it represents. Thank you for your serious consideration of these concerns, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
So is there any questions for Carrie?
No.
No.
Okay. Carrie, thank you so much for your testimony, for your report, your presentation. And I don't think there's any questions. Laura, is there anybody testifying for the applicant? I mean, for the appellant?
I have nobody signed up.
Okay. So since nobody signed up, and we had ample discussion last time about the changes and so forth, I'm closing the record at this time.
Sam.
Yeah, sorry.
Sam, just interrupt. Sorry to interrupt.
You're breaking up. Sorry, what?
We're just closing public testimony at this time.
Sorry.
The record remains open.
Right, the record remains open because it is going. I mean, there's still testimony can be submitted to all the way through the hearing until council.
Correct.
Testimony today. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't sometimes make the distinction. So it's testimony today is closed. We've discussed the different changes that were proposed last hearing on October 22nd. So at this point, we're ready for a vote. So I need I need someone to propose a vote for the approval of recommendation number 8 out of the, hello? Anybody here?
I got you, Sam. Yeah, we need a commissioner to make a motion on a vote of recommendation for the Design Commission's report to City Council.
Is it possible to see recommendation number 8?
But I think what it is essentially we're recommending ARTS report. I mean, basically the report that ARTS put together is representing the commission's recommendation. Number 8 is just a procedural number that Sam's reading from.
Okay.
From his list of things for the chair to do. So I could have Art pull up the main slide if that's helpful.
Yeah, okay. I can make a motion. I just wanted to make sure I was.
Yeah, basically the things we discussed and that were now cleaned up and proposed by the moves that were proposed by the applicant.
I would make a motion that we move to approve the staff report as currently written, adopting the proposed revisions as presented today by the applicant.
I second.
Laura?
Commissioner Vallister?
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson?
Vote yes.
Commissioner Santner?
Yes, I do vote yes, but I just want to amplify why. I want to thank the applicant for listening carefully to council's concerns and also listening to our suggestions. And by submitting to the record additional information that makes it very, very clear why the commission approved this project before. But one thing that I want to emphasize, I want to cover a couple of guidelines that I think the applicant has responded to very well. One is the complement, C4, complement the context of existing buildings by having the three-part base, middle, and top, and having very, very strong base. The applicant has been very, very contextual. The A5-1 distinctive of Pearl's warehousing pass. Unfortunately, the warehousing pass of Pearl did not have building more than 4 or 5 stories high. So there are a lot of buildings within the historic districts and beyond in the Pearl that are higher. And this building has taken great pain to be responsive to those historic character by having very, very strong base for this building, for this tower. And A511 reinforced the identity of the Pearl. Pearl has a very, very eclectic identity. And as I mentioned in the beginning, I took extensive walks on 12th, 13th, 14th, and 11th Street. And I realized truly how eclectic the district is. And this building would be a great addition to that. And A8 contribute to a vibrant streetscape. I think all the buildings in the Pearl are built to the property line. And this building has taken great pain to set back its storefront so that there is ample room for creating vibrancy on the street by having more people to be on the street. And finally, reinforce and enhance pedestrian system. Sidewalks all over Pearl are 12 feet wide, and this one has retained that width. And trees in this quarter of a block are planted where they can be planted. And so with that, I nod a yes to this project.
Commissioner McCarter.
Yes, Zeri said about almost everything I wanted to say very eloquently. I'll just drill down a little bit on the pedestrian environment because that's my area of expertise. The 12-foot sidewalks in the Pearl District are codified in the River District right-of-way standards. Most of the district is 12-foot sidewalks and buildings of varying intensity from low to high all share that common theme. And I think to look down the street and see this building respect that Build 2 line, as Zeri said, is critically important. What I would also say is that 7.5-foot, roughly, approximately, pedestrian clear zone for walking is actually enhanced because of the 3'6" setback in the alcoves between the nice big columns that come down along Flanders. And what that provides actually, that's an advantage over most restaurants in the Pearl District, which take up table space out of the pedestrian walkway zone, is that it actually provides all that vitality and interest of having people sit outside, but they're pushed out of the way of the through walking zone. So we take full advantage of what the 12-foot sidewalk has to offer. And by also taking advantage of the curb extension on both streets, right where the corner entrance of the hotel is, provides a generous extra queuing space that when you combine it with the 7-foot setback, the 12-foot sidewalk, and another 8-foot of curb extension, is actually quite a generous space. And I don't expect everyone in the hotel or the apartments to all arrive and land on this 12-foot sidewalk all at once, except for maybe once a year when there's a fire alarm drill. And that would overwhelm any sidewalk. So I want to compliment the applicants, designers, for listening to us and really going to great pains to create a great public realm at this building.
And Vice Chair Rodriguez, bring us home.
I vote aye also. Thank you, everybody, for the hard work. And this has been a challenging project, but I think the results are positive and it will turn out to be a good building. With that, I will read some additional information for everybody. You know, this project now goes back to City Council for a Type 3 appeal hearing procedure. Which will then consider our design commission recommendations. So I will read that process so that everybody, and it's on the record, what are the next steps. So the process we are in is atypical. The next steps are the type three design review was appealed to City Council, and City Council chose to remand it to design commission. Today is the first council hearing. Today is the first council hearing since the remand of the design commission, and the design commission recommendation to City Council is being presented. This is what they're going to read. Sorry. So they are basically going back to City Council, and the process is going to be staff will explain the process since the City Council remanded it for 5 minutes, and then the design commissioner, which we haven't selected who it's going to be, will represent the recommendations of the design commission and will make an explanation for 7 minutes. The applicant will present their report. Supporters of the project will have 3 minutes each to provide testimony. Appellant will present their testimony for 10 minutes. Supporters of the appellant will present their testimony for 3 minutes each. Applicant will have 3 minutes to rebut. Appellant will have also 3 minutes to rebut the rebuttal. And then public testimony for the hearing will be closed, and the record then will be closed at that time. Council members will then discuss the revised proposal and the Design Commission's recommendations, and they will take a tentative vote. So that is the that is how the process will conclude at City Council. I think we said December 10th, right, Tim?
December 10th? Yep, correct.
The date at 2:00. So with that, we will move on to items of interest, if there is any.
Yeah, Sam. So we'll adjourn this item, and then we'll move on to items of interest.
We'll adjourn this item,
Great.
And
thanks.
Adjourn this item, and then we can move into some items.